just trying to help you understand, as we go through this, we'll be seeing references to Satan, to the abyss, again and again. And that's this one. It starts off that way, chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. What happened when the fifth angel blew? And there it talks about that star fallen from heaven to earth. Now, I want to start with Apollyon. Satan, the abyss, is mentioned so many times, and you have a place on your chart, on your handout. You can just fill that in or write on your chart. So what I did was go through the book of Revelation. What does it say about Satan? Okay, and so let's look. And first of all, we find two times it talks about a star from heaven which fell to earth, and he was given the key of the bottomless pit, which is obviously referring to Satan. Okay, that's chapter 9. Chapter 12, verse 9, which is in our section here. The great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who's called the devil and Satan. Okay, those are some of his names, right? It was thrown down into the earth. Okay, so here, where did he begin? Heaven. If you want to look in the Old Testament, I have one of the references here, Isaiah 14. We also have Ezekiel 24, talk about the same thing, where Satan was before, the most beautiful creature that God made. He's called Lucifer, light. And yet, when he got prideful, God judged him, and he came, went from light to dark. So you know where all the movies' themes are about light and dark? Right here. We got it all here, okay? The big, evil, you know, the one. This is it. But this is, there's a reason why we can identify with it, because there's that truth behind the scenes. The truth behind the scenes. Now, what we find here in 9-11 is that they have a king over them, the angel of the abyss. His name is, in Hebrew, Abaddon, means destruction, the same in Greek, okay? Verse chapter 20, verse 1, that's about almost toward the end of the book. He again says, I saw an angel coming down from heaven, have the key of the abyss and a great chain, and threw him into the abyss and shut it and sealed it over him. I think they are referring to the same thing. I see no reason not to. But Satan's dominion is the abyss, which is often thought of as inside the earth. So here, in right above the two, you say the word into. It's not the word to the earth. It's into the earth, actually, literally in the Greek. And you'll see that, and through him, verse 3 here, I threw him into the abyss. So it's actually right into something, not like on, we think of on the surface of the earth. Whether there's something actually inside the earth, we're not sure. Something very hot, we know, but we don't know what. But anyways, that is alluded to in describing where Satan is pinned up, captured. We find that he is released from the abyss in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, 8. The beast that you saw was, is not, is about to come up out of the abyss from the devil. He must be released for a short time. And then the fourth one is in the lake of fire. He ends his final destruction in the lake of fire. The beast is about to come up and go to the abyss and go into destruction, chapter 20, 10. And the devil, along with the beast and the false prophet, who has deceived them, was thrown into the lake of fire. And brimstone, they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. So we see that the judgment on earth, nothing can really satisfy the judgment. If you kill a mass murderer, he deserves worse. He broke the law of love. He doesn't deserve to live. But his judgment is not that his life is gone. It's like we can't do anything. He like vanished from us. But he didn't vanish from God. God cares and will take care of that and judge him. So the destroyer, which is this name that we see here, Abaddon, or Apollyon, same meaning, destroyer, is destroyed, or is forever being destroyed, if you want to say it that way, but all his power is gone. So right now, where is he? He is in the abyss with his arms reaching up to earth's surface, grabbing hold of people as he can, controlling, deceiving them, but limited in some ways. And we can talk more about that. And when we're talking about Revelation 20 and the millennium, I will discuss that a whole lot more because some of these verses come from that and our understanding of that. You might have a little different perspective. I can understand that. Some people think, for example, that he's not limited right now. He has free reign. But that he's thrown down already, you can see he's very limited. That he said that he's king of the abyss and not king of the world, is also very significant here.